Geweldig. Geweldig, geweldig. See, here we are in Dalam and Alf. The Gemara is engaged in trying to solve Rabbah's problem, Rabbah's central problem with our Mishnah. Rabbah had suggested that the Tama Takana B'fanech B'fanechtam is because of a concern about Lishma. The Gemara already began to ask the Kasha on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, Oibra Zai. So we don't understand, why does the Mishnah say both B'fanei Nichtav and B'fanei Nechtam? Iman of Shah. Rav Meir, who says Eitachsim Makarasi, the word V'chasav in Chumash means Chasima. He only requires Chasima Lishma. According to Belazar, Eidei Mesir Karasi, V'chasav means Kesiva Kipshuto. He only requires Ksiva Lishma. So first the Gemara had attempted to answer on the banner of Gimel Amud Beis. This is what we had spent the last 2 days on. First the Gemara tries to answer. Maybe it's really Rav Meir. It's true that Min HaTorah Rav Meir only requires Chasima Lishma, Eidei Chasima Karasi, but the Gemara had suggested, we could conjecture, maybe Rav Meir requires Kesiva Lishma Midrabban. And the Gemara said, interesting idea, but it's incorrect. The Amora of Nachman told us it's incorrect. So a fascinating discussion in Tosas, why was he even a Havanina? And that brought us into both the question of comparing various psulim, how they play at Midrabbanan, Mechuba versus Lishma, and it got us back in Gimel Beis into the world of L'chadchila B'diavad. And Tosis' comment that there's, on the level of Daraisa, no chiluk between L'chadchila B'diavad, which we saw, we looked at Tosis and Nida, means specifically by a matir. By a matir, there's no difference between L'chadchila and B'diavad. Either it works or it doesn't work. Either it works and then it's mutter, or it doesn't work, then it's not mutter. But if it works, then it's mutter. What do you mean? But L'chadchila, you should have done more. If all it is a matir, if it's a mitzvah, then it's a different story. I mentioned yesterday, a little bit, the Shechter has a lot of discussion about that idea. The first simon in Ginas Egos is all about a number of nafkaminas in that, including on Daf Lamed Amud Beis in Maseches Gittin. There appears to be a machlokas Rashi in Tosfos whether or not there's a lechatchila d'oraisa by Hafrashas Truma. Gemara says, ideally, I'm taking this apple as truma for those other 49 apples. Ideally, it should be min hamuka. It should be next to each other. If you don't, you're still. If it wasn't muka, if it's still chal, a fresh truma still works. This apple still becomes truma. Those 49 apples are no longer tevel, no longer tevel the truma. But it ought to be muka. That's what the Gemara says in several places, including Gittin Daf Lamed Beis, the third paragraph. Machlek is Rashi and Tosis, is that Minatorah or is that Midraban? Minatorah or that Midraban? Shechter points out that that corresponds to Machlokas on the page of Shulchan Aruch, of all places, the beginning of Hilchas Tzitzis, Siman Ches, whether Hafrashas Truma, Hafrashas Chal, is that a mitzvah or a matur? It seems to correspond. But if you say, who says which? Rashi thinks that the whole need for mukav is only midrabanan. Tosis thinks need for mukav is mina Torah. So according to Tosis, that the need for mukav is mina Torah, but it's only chatchila. Hafrash is chal without it. So apparently he holds that hafrash is true as a mitzvah. Rashi might think that hafrash is true only a matir. That's why, as with get, you only have a lechatchila b'diavad midrabanan. There are more nafkamim. It also relates to beautiful maharal. But let's turn our attention to the next piece of the sugya. The Gemara, as we said, rejects solution number one. It's an interesting suggestion that Rav Meir thinks that Midrabanan require Ksiva Lishma, but it's not true. Rav Nachman said clearly that Rav Meir is totally comfortable with taking a get that was written Shal Lishma, take get out of the garbage, and have the Edom sign it, Lishma, and give it. So what are we going to say? So it can't be that Rabbah cannot interpret our mission being in there. So then the Gemara says, solution number two. There will be a total of three solutions. The second solution is maybe Taker Belazar. Here we are, three lines at the top of Dalet and Alt. Ela li olam ribelazer. Maybe talk ribelazer. Ah, ribelazer says a de mesira karsi. That means ribelazer understands that when the Torah says v'chasav in parshas kiseite v'chasav laseif ekrisos. What does that mean according to ribelazer? Ksiva, regular ksiva saget, and therefore the dinim that the Chumash mentions, like mechubar and like lishma, are talking about the ksiva. You need ksiva lishma. But you don't need chasiva lishma. As a matter of fact, you don't need chasiva at all. That was the Mishnah that paid off. According to Belazar, he could be a husband can effectively be Megarish's wife with a get she'ain ol chasim. It won't serve later as proof, obviously. It's not going to be a shtar raya if it's not signed, but it is a valid shtar kinyan. It will be an instrument that will create creases, that will end the marriage. It doesn't have to be signed at all. So, it happens to be signed, it has to be signed with Shema. Ela liolam, here we are. We learned from the top of Dalvin. Oh, Rebelazar, maybe the Mishnah is Rebelazar. The Chilo boy, Rebelazar, Chasima. I realize doesn't require Chasima, that's true. If there are no witnesses signed on the get is kasher without it. Kasher is a shtarkin. But if you do have signatures, then it has to be done properly. The Amar Rabbi Abba, because the Amor Rabbi Abba is quoted in three different Masechtas and Shas. You see in the Masechtas and Shas, they send you not only to later in Gittin, we'll take a peek at in a moment, but also to Bava Basra. Back to what's fast becoming our favorite parak in Bava Basra, parak Get Pasha. We've been seeing it repeatedly, and in Masechta Sanhedrin. So what did the Amor Rabbi Abba say? One of the Amoroi Eretz Israel, Rabbi Abba, Modi Rabbi Lazar, b'mezuyif mitocho shu pasul. Even though Rabbi Lazar says that the shtar she'eino chasam is a valid shtar kinyan, but if it's mezuyif mitocho, if it's internally forged, then it's taka no good. What do you mean internally forged? So in Bava Basra Kufayin Amud Aleph, that's what they send you to, Sanhedrin Chav Ches and Biz, they talk about the following type of scenario. Let's say I have a shtar, let's say a shtar matana, for instance. Reuven wants to give a gift of land to Shimon. Reuven wants to give, he has a depressed real estate, he's not really able to sell it. He says, Shai, I'll give it to my friend, I'm moving anyhow. I have this sort of awkward lot of land, I don't have much to do with it. So the Reuven says to Shimon, I want to give you this piece of land as a gift. Well, thank you very much. A matana. How are you going to give the matana? It has to be a kinyan. Can't be kesef. This is not mechira, it's a matana. So it's shtar. So Reuven writes a shtar. It says, Sadi nesunalach. This piece of land is hereby given to you. And Reuven hands the shtar to Shimon. Okay, so that's a kinyan shtar. A shtar matana. A shtar matana. The scenario was, in both cases, that the shtar was signed. It was signed by people who are apostles. Specifically in Sanhedrin, the discussion there, the context there, is that's the sugya of krovim sulim le'edas. That we know from the Chazal Darshan from the Pesukim. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a long discussion, who is considered to be related? My uncle, my nephew, my second cousin, my brother's brother-in-law? How about my mechutanim, right? How about my fourth cousin's daughter's husband? Right? So who's called related? How about mechutanim? My son is married to your daughter. Are we pasleidus? How do you define kurva? So interesting discussions there. The Gemara at one point had a discussion in Chachesed that gisim, brothers-in-law, in the sense specifically that they're married to sisters. So Reuven had two daughters. Chagit and Genendel. Chagit married Shimon and Genendel married Levi. So Shimon and Levi are brothers-in-law. Not that one married the sister of the other, they're both married to sisters. They're called Gisim. So the question is, Shimon and Levi, are they kosher ladies, plus ladies? Okay. So the Gemara is a discussion. Back and forth, yes, no, the Amram discussed it. And the Gemara talks about a case where a fellow comes to Beis Din with a shtar that was signed by Shimon and Levi. It was signed by Gisim, signed by brothers-in-law. And he presents the shtar. The Gemara says, the bottom Sanhedrin Chav Ches Mebeis, the Gemara says he brings the shtar, and first the Amora who was donning the case wanted to accept the shtar. And he said, 1 second, but they're Gisim. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Gisim are Pasul Eidus. That was part of the back and forth. Then they say, okay, well, who cares? Bring Eid and Nesira. If you have Eid and Nesira, I don't care about Eid Chsima. So Eid Chsima are Pasul. Gemara says, no! Rabbi Abba said, Mazuri Mitocho is no good. Even according to Belazar, who says it didn't have to be signed in the first place, but if it was signed by Krovim, that's no good. That comes up here later in the parak also. In our parak. Yud Amid Be'ez, that's the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, I have a shtar signed by Nachrim. I have a shtar signed by non-Jews. Specifically one that was not just homegrown, someone did in at the dining table, but it was done formally through the non-Jewish courts. Shtar is ha'olim bar kol shalakum. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, it's a valid shtar. It does not mean that we would encourage or even condone a Jew going to a non-Jewish court. That's the opening Rashi in Parashat Mishpatim. That's a whole discussion. When one, in general, a Jew is mechuyev to seek out a Beis Din, obviously an honest, effective Beis Din, but a Beis Din. A whole discussion about when a Jew is allowed to go to Kol Shel Akum or not. That's the first break of Gittin Sugya also. But you know, and there are cases when a Jew is permitted to seek adjudication in a non-Jewish court. But regardless, Lamaisa, I'm coming to Beis Din, but the shtar was originally produced in our coast. Whether I should have gone to our coast, the non-Jewish question, I've gone to our coast, whatever it is, Lamaisa, I'm coming to Beis Din with a shtar, and here's my proof. It is what it is. Here's a shtar, and it was done by Kol Shalak. So the Mishnah said, Tanakama says, it's valid, but not Gitei Nashim Shechur Abadim. A get has to be signed by a Jewish Eidim. To have a get that was produced in a non-Jewish court that was signed by non-Jewish Eidim, Tanakama says, how can you have a get signed by non-Jew? And Reb Shimon, here Yud Amud Beis, says, no, af elu sheir, that's fine too. The get signed by Nachum, the Gemara says, in the bottom of the Alba, Yud Amud Beis, what on earth? How you have a get signed by Nachum? Halav b'nei krizas ninu. But the Nachum are not in the parasha of getting the Kiddushin. They're not the Torah's getting the Kiddushin. They're not b'nei krizas, not part of the parasha of krizas. So how could a Nachri who does not, there is a notion of Eish HaZish, there is a notion by Nachrim as well, in Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, one of the seven Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is Arayos, and one of the examples of Arayos by B'nai Noach is Eish HaZish. There is a notion of marriage in Hilchas B'nai Noach, but it's a different conception of marriage. And the Rambam opens Sefer Nasha with, beginning of Hilchas Ishus, he says, both there as well, yeah, he writes the beginning of Sefer Nashim, Rambam says that there's no notion of gerushin in Ishus, and no notion our type of gerushin in Ishus b'nei Noach. There is Ishus by b'nei Noach. That's what there's a definition of Ishus Ish within Hilchas b'nei Noach. But I believe the Yerushalmi has a machlokes whether by Ishus b'nei Noach there's no possibility of gerushin. That's the Catholic position. There's no such thing as divorce. Marriages are eternal. Then you have the other sheets in Yerushalmi that the Rambam does not pass like the Catholic Church. Rambam was interested in the Catholic Church. The 2 days in Yerushalmi, Ishus Bein Noach is a not nitan legerushin, or does have a very, very simple type of gerushin. That's the Rambam passes the halacha, like a common law marriage. If they're kozman, they're living together, husband and wife, they're considered to be married al pi dinei Bein Noach, and while they're living together as husband and wife, If she has an affair on the side, that's a violation of Eish HaZish in the Hilchos Bnei Noach sense. But once they separate and they move out, so just practically, functionally moving out, no longer operating as husband and wife, that alone eliminates the marriage within the halachic regime of Eish HaZish Bnei Noach. They don't have a formal act of gerushin. So that's what the Gemara here says. It didn't happen at Krisos. Hilchas Bnei Noach, there's no notion of a shtar gerushin, of an act of a formalized kinyan gerushin, just the metzias. They're acting married, they're not acting married. So the Gemara says if he's not a bit, if he's nachri, a very fine fellow, but he cannot be a valid aid on a get if he's not in the parsha of getting. So Amr Reb Zeira, Yarid Reb Shimon l'shitasa shebulazar. Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah getting you know, days, if a get signed by non-Jewish eidim, it's a valid get. Yeah, Reb Shimon apparently holds like a Belazar. Reb Shimon holds like a Belazar. That what? That Eidei Mesir Karsi. You don't need any Eidim. Reb Belazar and Daf Pevav. You don't need Eidim. Get doesn't have to have Eidim. So, okay. So it doesn't have to have any Eidim. If it has Nachri Eidim, so no worse than no Eidim whatsoever. And here the Gemara once again says, what do you mean? It's not true. Eidim Sulim are worse than no Eidim at all. That is Rabbi Abba. It's not true. If you have no Eidim at all, that's fine. But if you have Eidim Sulim, that's worse than nothing. You might be wondering, we keep saying that's what Rabbi Abba said. You might be wondering, but why? It doesn't seem logical. Rabbi Abba said it, but why is it true? Right? It doesn't have to have any Eidim. So what's wrong with having bad Eidim? Why are bad Eidim worse? And no Eidim. So what do you see from the next line of the Gemara? Because the Gemara says that here we found the case, we're not worried about Muzuif Mitocha. Right? Reb Shimon Lamaisa said, if it gets signed by Nachim, it's okay. Rabbi Abba said, Muzuif Mitocha is no good even according to Belazar. So the Gemara answers, Hachem Ayeskim, the shameless move Hakim. You have, if the Nachim who signed it have distinctly non-Jewish names. The Gemara says, Hei Chidam Yishem Suvakim, what are examples of this clearly non-Jewish names? We would have said Christopher or Jesus.
Paul.
Perhaps. I know Jews named Paul. I don't know any Jews named Christopher. I don't know any Jews named Jesus. I do not know any Jews named Muhammad. So those are our shameless mavakim. The Gemara is giving examples from 15, 16, 1700 years ago. The same idea. What were their examples of distinctly non-Jewish names? Amar Papa, Ferginz Kigon, Hormiz, Abudina, Bar Shibsoi, Bar Kidri, Bati, Benakim Una. And Tosis explains, by the way, along the side of the Amud, Tosis explains that a number of these names were names either of demons, like Shibsoi. Tosis points out, Shabsi, Shin Beis Taf Yud, is a good Jewish name. But Shibsoi, with that extra olive, that was a name of a demon, a name of a shade, and that was a name that only non-Jews gave. Or the top Tosis points out, Hormiz, a Girsish, is it Hormiz, is it Hormin? Those are names of deities, specifically Zoroastrian deities. I mentioned the other day, yesterday I think, we were learning Shmona Prakim. I mentioned the din of Lahavnu Lahoros. You're allowed to, normally as Yisrael Tifnu Alilim, not a lot of Rambam says a lav daraisa to explore other religions, unless it's for clinical purposes to pass Kanish Hayos. Yesterday I mentioned that it came up many, many years ago with the Sheikel issue. It just came up yesterday afternoon. I was struck that we spoke about yesterday morning. Mamish, but did you have yesterday afternoon? Someone called me and he said, close. He said his daughter is at work. And a co-worker, as a sign of, as a thank you, she'd be very helpful to some of her co-workers. So one of the co-workers wanted to give her a gift. So he gave her a gift. Gave her a statue. So a little bit of research yielded that it is a statue of one of the main Hindu deities. It's a very elaborate statue of an elephant with a lot of extra arms and a lot of things going on there. It's one of the main Hindu deities. Mamish. Because they have to figure out it was just a good luck charm or was that Avodah Zarah. It's a good luck charm to throw in the garbage. It's Avodah Zarah.
So,
exactly. That's what I say. You didn't realize. Mitzvah beer Avodah Zarah. Mitzvah Daraisa. Mitzvah Daraisa. So. No. So Tosus points out here on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that Hormiz, Horman are. One or both are names of Zoroastrian gods, Zoroastrian deities, and he points it to Gemara and Sanhedrin. As an aside, just take a look for a moment. It's not directly relevant to the sugya, but it's incredibly central in Hashkafa. The Gemara there says that there was One of the Amoraim was in a philosophical debate with a Zoroastrian priest, a Magush. And what he told him, see the third line in Tosi, Yudaf Amin Aleph, according to the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Zoroastrians believed in duality. There are two gods, there's a god of light and a god of darkness. That is what we chazer every morning, chakras that we reject. Every morning, chakras and Maya, we chazer over that we believe Hashem Echad. There's one God who runs the entire world. Even though sometimes things make sense, sometimes things don't make sense. Sometimes life seems good, sometimes life seems bad. We reject the notion that there are, that the answer is that there are two gods who are kind, we're stuck in the middle. We firmly believe that there is one God who runs the entire world. And we review that when we say Shema. We review that in the opening line of Birkas Kriya Shema Shachris. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzer Or Uvari Choshech. That's a quote based on a line from Yeshayahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzer Or Uvari Choshech Oso Shalom Vavari Ra. The same God creates light and darkness. That's a rejection of the specifically the Zoroastrian religion, was already extant at the time of Yeshayahu. And it was a big deal for a long time. Nowadays it's out of style, but for many centuries it was one of the dominant religions in the Middle East. And the Gemara mentions this Magush is telling the Amora that even your body, from the diaphragm and above, is all the light and enlightened and wonderful parts of your body, your mind and your heart and your lungs. And that's he tells him, that's the area of the good God. And below the diaphragm, digestion and reproduction and excretion, that's all the netherworld, that's all the domain of the God of darkness. So the Amora points out to him, if you really think that there are two gods, that one controls your upper body, one controls your lower body, isn't it ironic that the upper body God allows food to travel through his domain into the lower? Like, this doesn't make any sense. Okay, that was one of many, many kashas one could ask. So, but again, and as you notice, the names for these two gods, Hormuz and Hormin. Okay, so Jews don't name their children Christopher. Jews don't name their children Jesus. Jews don't name their children Hormin. Okay, Hormuz. Okay, we understand. Not a Hermon. Not a Hermon. Not
etymology.
Hormin. Hormin.
Two O's.
Yes, I believe in modern Persian it's Ahura Mazda or something like that. Is Hormuz? Whatever it is. Lamaisa. Yes. Lamaisa. So the Gemara say, coming back, that's important. You should know that Gemara said in Lamtes Amud Aleph, a major rejection of Zoroastrianism and Lamaisa Bismanazah. Standard Christian doctrine as well, the notion that Satan is semi-autonomous power in the basement who is fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way both Milton and C.S. Lewis present him, and the notion that therefore physicality is fundamentally bad and that to be spiritual fundamentally is to be as unphysical as possible. The Christian notion that the monk or the hermit is the most spiritual person, that priests ought to be celibate. Catholics have that even more than Protestants, that type of mentality in general. So that's pre-Christian. That's already the Zoroastrianism that we reject as the Avodah Zarah. So much so that we would never name our children Hormuz. We never had children Hormin. We would never name our children Christopher. Those are shameless mavakim. So the Gemara says, why are we talking about what are uniquely non-Jewish names? Because if it's uniquely a non-Jewish name, I have a get. When did Reb Shimon say in the Mishnah Yudam and Beis? You have a get that's signed by Nachrim, it's kosher. Number one, obviously, has to hold like a Belazar, that the signatures aren't necessary. Okay. But that only solves. At least I don't need to have kosher Edom. But either Edom are puzzle, and even a beloved, didn't Rabbi Abba teach us, even a Belazar agrees, B'zuy mitocho is no good. The Gemara says, well, but if it's clearly possible, then it's okay. If the signature is Michael, David, I don't know, it could be a non-Jew named Michael, it could be a Jew named Michael, it could be a non-Jew named David, it could be a Jew named David. So then that's a problem. That's Mizuyif Mitocho. The Gemara says, oh, but if you can tell by looking at it that the Edom are psulim. It says Christopher. It says Luke. It says Jesus. It says Hurman. Shibsai. Then I know these Edom are no good, so that's okay. Meaning, what does that tell me? What does that tell me? And what's the problem with Mezuz Mitocho?
Whether we use their signatures again, right, for other
documents. The problem with Mezuz Mitocho is Min HaTorah, it's fine. We were bothered before. Why does Mezuz Mitocho make any sense? The Svara of the Habna is a good Svara. You don't need any Edom, so who cares if they're bad Edom? Let it be no Edom. So the answer to what the Gemara points to here is that the problem, it's a subsul drabanan. It's a concern that you may come to rely on, as Rashi says on the top of Yafa and Aleph. Sulo asi lemismach alayu. We're not worried you're going to rely on these Edom. Rashi, the Banu Yudah Bay, says, maybe I'll rely on these Edom in some other context. They'll be the Edom Asira. If that's what Rashi means. So that's okay. So Minat Torah, Rebbe Lazar says that unsigned get is fine. Rebbe Lazar will probably say Minat Torah that a get signed by Edom Asira is also fine. But at least Midraban, it's a problem. Okay. The question is, now we come back to our Gemara. What did our Gemara say? Now that we appreciate a little bit of Mezuz Mitocho from where it pops up elsewhere in Shas and elsewhere in Masechta, now we have to figure out how that fits into our Gemara. Because what's unique about our Gemara, as Tosis points out, is everywhere else the Mezuz Mitocho came up, what does Mezuz Mitocho mean? The Edim, you have a star. But Velazi doesn't think the Shtar King has to be signed at all. If it's signed by Edom Sulim, is no good. Either they're apostle because they're Nachrim, or they're apostle because they're Krov. But what's the story here? The Shtar didn't have to get them to be signed at all, but what's the concern? That maybe they're apostle because? Right. They're Edom Sharing, they just signed Shalom Shema. Especially, well, how does that work? And Nachman, what did the Gemara say? Maybe our Mishnah is really Rebbe Lazar. Why are you saying to find a Nechtam? Who cares? The answer is no. If they wouldn't have been signed at all, it's fine. If it's going to be signed, Shol Shema, that's the problem. Why? Because Rabbi Abba says, Mezuyiv Mitocho is no good. And you'll notice Rashi puts strings it all together. Mezuyiv Mitocho, Isher Chosam Alav Karv Apostle. That's what it means elsewhere. Oh, Shol Shema. Or a perfectly kosher aide signed it, but he signed it Shalo Le Shema. The question is, what does that have to do with anything? That's not Mezuyiv Mitocho, is it? And that's what the Reed, Rashi's great grandson, attacks. Family Reed in Tosfos. And basically, this Tosfos is one of those Tosfos that gets quoted from all over. There are Achronim in Bava Basra are telling you, you've got to look at the famous Tosfos in Gittin Daf Dal. The Tosfos. There's more than one famous Tosfos in Gittin Daf Dal. This is one of the very famous Tosfos, Gittin Daf Dal. My Inish Shalom Shema, Mezuyiv Mitocho, Krovim Psulim. What does Shalom Shema have to do with classic Mezuyiv Mitocho? Classic Mezuyiv Mitocho means Chasumim Bo, Krovim O Psulim. The Eidim who signed are in and of themselves possible. How do Tosfos know that's Mezuyiv Mitocho means? Because he did what we just did. Because Tosfos didn't have Mesaras HaShas, but they had Mesaras HaShas in their heads, and they looked around Shas to see where else do you find Mezuyiv Mitocho. Everywhere else you find Mezuyiv Mitocho, talk about Krov from Psulim. Either they're related, or Nachrim, whatever it is. I think Bava Basra Kuf Ayin, I think the case is that the aid turns out to be a Goslem. Yeah, that's the case. So whatever it is, the aid is in on himself not a valid, acceptable aid because of whatever quality he has, he is the Gavra is Pasolatus. So then I understand. And Tosa goes on to say, there we understand. We might come to rely on them. Look, once we know that this star was accepted in Beis Din, right? Shimon won his case in Beis Din. Shimon was suing Reuben for $10 million. Cohen was suing Elisha for $10 million, right? And everyone heard of the big case, the big hawk, and Cohen won. Wow, with a star that was signed by those two Edom. Well, obviously, people will assume there must be Edom Cherub. So we'll rely on them in other contexts. Okay, so we understand that's the problem. But Shalot Lishma, the Edom are totally fine. In this case, they happen to sign Shalot Lishma. But they are acceptable Edom. Zevi and Shmuel are totally acceptable Edom. They're kosher Edom. They're not related to each other. They're not Rishayim. Wonderful Edom. They once signed the Shka, a get, Shalol Lishma. I mean, they signed the get, Shalol Lishma. I mean, the sofer wrote the get, and here's the husband. He says, I'm authorizing this, you to sign this. So they signed it. But they didn't have in mind, I'm signing it, so that should be a kli, a tool, a device to create gerushin. Okay. So they didn't have that kavanah in mind. So if you hold like Remeir, the get's not kosher because the chasima wasn't Lishma. But why would Rav Elazar have a problem with that? It's not as though they are apostle people and midrabbanan we got to make a gzeira. Midrabbanan we got to make a gzeira. So what's talk of the trap? What's talk of the trap? What's talk of the trap? So Tosis has two answers to this question. Although arguably the most fascinating part of Tosis is the way he unpacks the rest of the kasha, which we're up to, which we'll get back to in a moment. First, let's just sort of finish the Tosis, but he's talking about what the answers are. Then I want to come back to begin to focus on a very, very, very significant point that Tosis makes. This is the most famous part of the Tosis. He makes unpacking the kasha. Tosis comes to saying, yeah, it must be that somehow there's some gezeira by Shalol Lishma also. It must be that what the Gemara here is saying is that just like Mezuyif Mitocho, in other words, a Shtar Kinyan with Edim Psulim, it's possible Midravan according to Palazzo why Gezeri might come to rely on them, Dima Asi Mismachai, it must be that there's not, the same is true by Shalol Lishma, not exactly the same, not the same Gezera, the Muslim Mismah, but some other gzeira. Sort of like a looser type of equation. The Gemara made it sound like Mamish, this is Mezuyif Mitocho. Rashi made it sound like this is Mezuyif Mitocho. A shtar that was a get that was signed Shalosh Ma is Mezuyif Mitocho. That's what Rashi made it sound like. Tos says, no, we don't. This is more of like an expression. It's similar to Mezuyif Mitocho. Mezuyif Mitocho is the classic situation where it didn't have to be signed, but if you signed it with psul, now we have to throw it out. So Shalol Lishma also is similar, but for a different reason. Classic Mezuyif Mitocho, Tosa says, is possible mitrabanan because Dilma Aslam Mismachalayu. I might subsequently look at this get which worked in Beis Din and mistakenly assume, oh, that means that the guys who signed on the bottom are kosher edim. Okay. The Tosafot says, but it's not the same gezeira by Shalol Lishma. What then is the gezeira by Shalol Lishma? It's a different gezeira. Shalol Lishma also, chasim Shalol Lishma is worse than nothing at all because it leads to some other problem. What's the some other problem? The Tosafot goes through two versions. First, they think, well, if you sign Shalol Lishma, maybe you'll come to sign the ultimate Shalol Lishma, as there isn't even anything written on the top yet. Mamash, a blank piece of paper that Edom signed. That was Tosis' first solution to what could the other Gezeira be. Tosis doesn't like that. Skipping down, and then we'll come back to where we're up to. Skipping down to the two Teirusim. Veleka lameima, a little more than halfway down Tosis. The line starts with the word alehen. Veleka lameima, don't answer. That's a way of saying, here's one answer, but I'm going to tell you why I don't like it. Veleka lameima, don't give the tarot the isha ridin b'chas v'shol l'shma. If we allow you to use the get that was signed shol l'shma, yovola hachshir zimnin diyacht mutchila v'yicht v'get al gabe chasim asan. You're going to allow them to have a get where the Edom is signed before anything on the top is even written. Hasam leka Edus klal. Tosis says, well, it's true that a signature, if you sign your name to a blank piece of paper, that's not a valid Edus to anything. And it will look later like it's a valid Edus. Okay. But Tosis says, that can't be the concern. The reason why it's probably not a gzeira, when we did make that gzeira, Tosis doesn't explain why didn't they make a gzeira. The answer probably is Nusla Shicha Lagaz Barabanan. How often do people sign the bottom of a blank piece of paper? It's the ABCs. The first time mom or dad explained to you how to sign your name, they told you you don't sign something until you read it. And if it's blank, you don't sign it. Well, sign your name to the bottom of a blank piece of paper, that's asking for trouble. A fraudulent person could write anything on top. Could write, I, the undersigned, borrowed $1 million from Eitan. Who? There's a height of irresponsibility to sign your name to the bottom of a blank piece of paper. Milsla Shchicha. Tosfos says, that's probably the explanation why Chazal did not make such a gzeira. Tosfos proves that they did not make such a gzeira, because if that was the gzeira, it's not just by get, it's by any shtar. If you require chasim l'shma to get to make sure that people don't sign the bottom blank piece of paper, you should require chasim l'shma by every shtar, and we don't. Im kein mitam ze gam b'shar shtar ha'ilan l'hat chasim l'shma. Okay, the Tosfos proves it cannot be that the din d'rabbanan of if this chasim it better be l'shma is to avoid a problem atu shelo yavo to sign the bottom of a blank piece of paper. No. So what does Tosfos say? Give me another 90 seconds or so. What does Tosfos say? No, the real answer is we possibly midrabanan chasim shel lishma atu, you might come to not sign the bottom blank piece of paper, atu you might come to do ksiva shel lishma. And ksiva shel lishma according to Blazer is a real psul daraisa. Okay. So it's not, the Tosfos says, so with the Gemara it didn't mean literally it's like mezuyif mitocho. The Gemara just meant if you just like a shtar, a get with pasul eidim is pasul midrabanan because of a gezeira, you might come to rely on those eidim in some other context. So too, the Gemara meant to say, so too, if it's sanch, the eidim sanch shalosh shema, it's also pasul midrabanan, also based on a gezeira, but not the same gezeira as mezuyif mitocho, but different gezeira. What's the gezeira? Atu ksiva shalosh shema. Gevalda. Tosfos is we're gonna come back though to focus tomorrow, which is on the core nugget in Tosfos, where Tosfos says, what's wrong with the Shtar Shelo Lishma? The most obvious answer would be, well, if it's signed Shelo Lishma, maybe they'll come to rely on it for proof. Maybe use it as Shtar Raya. And Tosfos says, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with rely on it? Tosfos says, it is true that you should not, Tosfos, the simplest understanding of Mezuyif Mitocho is you can't rely on, you can't paskin a shayla based on inappropriate edus, even if I know that it's true. That's an idea that Tosfos has. If I know that it's true, but I don't have, if I gave a psak, and the psak was correct, but I didn't have valid edus, but I got it right anyways. Is that an appropriate din or is that not appropriate din? Tosfos says it's more than just having valid facts. You also have to have valid methodology, which you're going to have to think about a bit. We'll come to that in Mirtzah Shem tomorrow.